What am I doing? Oh, where did it go?
There it is. Okay. Galatians chapter 5. Beginning at verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded. But he that troubles you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would they were even cut off which trouble you. For, brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another and envying one another. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts today. Let's turn once again to Galatians chapter 5, thinking about Christian liberty. Let's have a word of prayer before we begin. I do want to ask you to pray, especially for Jane Wagner. She's been having some problems lately. I know the heat is bothering her a lot, and she has some pains. I think she's pretty lonely. Her address is on the bulletin board if you'd like to give her her telephone number. You can give her a call or drop her a note or something. It would be an encouragement to her, so I appreciate it if some of us could do that. All right, let's have a word of prayer together. Our Father, we thank you so much for your goodness and grace and love to us. We just thank you for your constant care And we do ask your blessings as we look into your word today, that we might receive something that would be helpful to us for our lives day by day, that you'd meet our needs. We rejoice in all that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ and all that we have as American citizens. We just thank you for that wonderful privilege of living in this land. And we pray that you would help us, Lord, to love you and to love one another. We pray that we might be faithful in serving you in the way that we should. And we pray that your holy will might be done in our nation, that you might truly refine that gold that is here, that we might be faithful believers in the Lord Jesus Christ and follow him. And Lord, we do ask you to guide and help us today. We pray for those who are in need. We think of Jane Wagner, and we do pray for her. We know that she's been through a lot, and we just ask you to help her and strengthen her and supply her with a place to live that would be permanent and comfortable. We just ask you, dear Heavenly Father, to meet the needs of all of our people, those who are shut in. We ask you to watch over them and help them and supply their needs as well. We thank you, Lord, for Lydia Trecroce and for her getting in touch with us again. We just pray your blessings upon her and pray that you'll continue to use her as a witness for you. And Lord, we ask you to bless our missionaries, meet their needs in every way, and help them as they seek to spread the good news of the gospel around the world. Lord, we thank you for all the blessings that we have and ask you there to help us now as we look into your word. In Jesus' name, amen. As we celebrate Independence Day in just a few more days, just I think it's this coming Thursday, we need to be thankful for all that we have in this nation. We are so blessed. But we also celebrate the glorious liberty that we have in Christ as the children of God. As Americans, we have been greatly blessed with abundant resources and riches much of the world only dreams about. This nation was founded upon the principles of the Word of God, and the smile of God has been upon us down through the years. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Happy is the people whose God is the Lord, it says in the Psalms. For many years, America honored the God of heaven. We were known around the world as a Christian nation. Now it has been publicly proclaimed that America is not a Christian nation by some of our leaders. Other gods are honored above the Almighty. How long will the Lord allow this to continue? We don't know, do we? The wicked, it says, shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. It's true, as Peter points out, that the Lord is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come, he says. We need to be prepared for it. God has promised to bring judgment on those who turn their back on him and reject his plan of salvation. Today, Christians in America no longer enjoy the favorable status that we once had. But that's all right. We still enjoy the liberty we have in Christ. He has given us his Holy Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. No matter what happens in this country or in the world, as believers we are members of the kingdom of God and free to serve the Lord Jesus and bring honor to him. Today we must stand fast in the liberty that God has given to us and not allow anyone to take it away. Thank God for the freedom that we enjoy in this great country. Even more important than living in a free nation, though, is being set free spiritually. Many who live in America are slaves. We thought slavery had been done away with, but many are still slaves to sin. Jesus said, if you serve sin, you are a servant, you are a slave of sin. The only way to be truly free is to surrender yourself to Jesus Christ. That might sound like a paradox, but that is the truth. We read here, it says in the first verse, Christ has made us free. That's a statement of fact. If we are believers in the Lord Jesus, we are free. Galatians 3, let's take a look here for a minute. Galatians 3 verse 13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Excuse me. Again, in verse 24, it says, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we're no longer under a schoolmaster, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. See. So looking at Christian liberty, we find Christ has made us free. We are free in Him. We're no longer bound, it says here in verse 1, by the yoke of bondage. Paul is writing to the Galatians here and urging them to stay free. Don't allow yourself to get entangled again in this yoke of bondage, something that's going to hold you back. What does it mean? It means that we're no longer under the commandment, under the condemnation, rather, of the law. You know, the law was given to show us that we are sinners, that we do not reach the standard that God has set. And there's no way that we can, in ourselves, fulfill the law. And it is not a means of salvation. Whereas those who seek to keep the law think that they are going to make it in that way, but they cannot. It's only in Christ that we have salvation. Look at Acts 15. Acts 15, verse 10. We find here when Paul was before the council and everything, and in Jerusalem, that at one point Peter stands up for him and speaks about this yoke we're talking about. In verse 10, Peter says, now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? You see, they weren't able to keep the law. They weren't able to fulfill all of God's requirements in themselves. So he says, why would you put this upon other people? Upon the Gentiles in this case, because Paul had come in behalf of the Gentile believers. And notice what he says in verse 11. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. Peter's saying, we Jews are going to be saved the same way those Gentiles are. And it's going to be by the grace of God. It's not going to be through keeping the law or following any other pathway. It's only by God's grace that we're saved, by His favor, His love, His mercy, His grace, to us. So that to add anything to what God has given us is to annul the fellowship, the friendship, the freedom that we have in Christ. Look at Galatians 5, verse 2. Paul says, if you be circumcised, Christ a prophet. If you are circumcised thinking that that's going to help you get to heaven, then you're on the wrong track, you see. Or if you are baptized, you could put, thinking is that's going to help you get to heaven. Or if you take communion thinking that's going to help you go to heaven, it profits you nothing. In other words, none of these things that we do, none of the works that we fulfill are going to benefit us as far as our eternal salvation is concerned. Because that is all by the grace of God through our faith. All we have to do is believe that Jesus died for us, that he arose again, and that we are trusting him and him alone. This was the main contention that the Protestant Reformation brought to the foreground, was that we're saved by grace through faith in Christ alone. We don't add anything to it. And so that is what gives us this freedom, this liberty. It's in Jesus. And Jesus has given us his Holy Spirit. Look back, if you would, in John chapter 14. This is important. Today we are very dependent upon the Holy Spirit of God who lives within us as believers. We are not seeking to walk in the flesh, keeping the law or anything else, but we are dependent upon the Holy Spirit working in our lives. In John chapter 14, verse 16, he says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So Jesus said, I'm going to come and live in you. The scripture speaks of Christ in you, the hope of glory. And it's by his Holy Spirit that he has given to us. This is the reason we say that there is one God, but there's three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And they're all connected. Here Jesus said, I'll give you the Holy Spirit, but I'm coming to live in you, you see. It's just as if he were coming in person, but it's the Holy Spirit that he has given to us. And look at chapter 16 of John and verse 13. 16:13. Jesus says, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. So here the Holy Spirit is coming to guide us into all truth and to bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have the Holy Spirit who has come to live in us as believers. He's always with us. He's our constant companion and our helper, our comforter, the one who is always close by. Look back at Galatians 5, verse 5. It says, for we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. You see? It's through the power of the Holy Spirit who is in us. We are waiting for the hope of righteousness, that is Christ, who's coming by faith. See? And Christ lives in us. He is with us by His Holy Spirit. Then notice something else we need to look at. We do have freedom in Christ, first of all. The second point is Christian liberty is not a license to sin. This was something they said about the Apostle Paul. He says, you know, you're free from keeping the law. Therefore, they said that means that you are going against God's will, and you're teaching something that's not true. You know, and if you follow that, then you'll be living a sinful life, going against what God has said. But here we see in verse 13, he says, "For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." You see? God didn't set us free so that we can do as we please. You see? He set us free so that we might not be bound by the law or by our own flesh. He gives us the victory through the Holy Spirit in us to do what God wants us to do. In other words, it's a matter of not slavishly trying to keep His commandments, but rather allowing the Holy Spirit to work in our life, to give us that freedom and liberty. And we are not to just take that. You know, people will say, well, you know, if you believe that, then you can live any kind of way you want to and still be saved. But that's not what he's saying. He's saying, no. You won't. A person who is led by the Spirit of God, a person who knows the Lord and loves the Lord, does not want to sin. You see? That's it. You can do what you want, but your wanter has been changed, you see? I mean, I don't want to go out and get dog drunk and go home with somebody else and go to bed with another woman or anything like that. I don't want to do that. That's not in, you know. And you don't either. I hope. But anyway, the idea is Christ has set us free from sin, not to sin. See what I mean? We're still desiring to do God's will if we are saved, if He's changed our life. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You see, there's a new life. And so we are free in that sense of the word, but not free to just indulge the flesh, you know, please ourselves in all things. No, that's not the liberty that we have. We are free to love one another, to serve one another, and to be pleasing to God. You see, that's the liberty. We're set free because Christ lives in us, and God sees Christ in us, and He is pleased. You see? So, those who live in open sin and rebellion against God's word are not free. Jesus said, if you serve sin, you're a slave to sin. You see, that's not freedom. There's many people that would like to be free from the vices of this world, but their bodies just do not want to cooperate, you see. But Christ can set us free from whatever we are bound by. We're not called to live selfishly and indifferently to others. He says here we are to serve one another by love. And so liberty gives us the privilege of serving God and serving our fellow man. See, we're set free so that we can do that. Now, there's two ways of living here. As he points out in this last part, beginning at verse 16, he speaks about, Paul contrasts here the life in the spirit and life in the flesh. You know, we read that a little while ago, and we see that there's two different types of people, two different ways of living. We can walk in the spirit, he says, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You see? There's one way. The other way is to walk in the flesh and you can't please God. Right? Tells us that in Romans. And so walking in the spirit, there is a battle. We know that. We have the two natures, the old nature, the new nature. And we need to yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit and allow Him to lead us, and we can walk in liberty and be set free from the indulging our flesh and living in a life of sin. That is not for the believer. He says in verse 18, if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law, right? We don't have to follow the law if we're led of the Spirit. Now, is the Spirit going to lead us against the law? Of course not, right? But it's a matter of allowing God to work through us and accomplish His will, you see? And that way we're free. We don't have to follow a list of rules and regulations if the Holy Spirit is guiding us and leading us in the way we ought to go. We need to yield ourselves to Him and be led of the Spirit. Then He gives this long list of the works of the flesh, all these horrible things that people are involved in. And all of this is slavery. To be bound by all of these things, He says, no, that's not the way you should live. But He says down in verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is. And then He gives the list of what the Holy Spirit leads us to be, what our character is. Love, joy, peace. Isn't this what people want? You know, they talk about it all the time, right? Oh, we ought to love one another. We need to be filled with joy, have peace. Peace on earth, goodwill to men, right? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Huh? Long suffering, be patient, gentle, good, faithful, meek, and have self-control. Temperance. He says, against such there is no law. There's no law that is contrary to that. This is the way God desires for us to live. Allowing the fruit of the Spirit. Did you notice, as we talked about the works of the flesh, a work is something that you do, right? A fruit is something that grows, right? Huh? We don't produce fruit in that sense of the word. It has to come from another source. And this is the fruit here is the fruit of the Holy Spirit working in us. So what do we have to do? What we have to do is yield ourselves to the Lord, to the Holy Spirit, and allow Him to have His way in our life. And in that way, then we are free to live our life to please God, to do His will, as we yield ourselves to the Spirit of God. So, we can thank the Lord for the liberty that we have as Americans or as people who live in this great country. But we can praise Him even more for the liberty that we have in Christ. No matter where we are, even people who live in places where they are not free physically can still be free in Christ if they will trust in Him and put their faith and confidence in Him. That's the most important freedom that we have, is to have freedom in Christ and not be bound by the sins of this world or by the law and the condemnation and all of that that waits upon us. We need to allow Him to give us that freedom. It's a gift of God. By grace are you saved through faith. And that is not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. But we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for your precious word to our hearts today. We thank you for the freedom that we have in Christ and for the Holy Spirit of God who lives in us to guide us. May we yield ourselves to you, O Lord, and walk in the way of righteousness and truth. May we understand that you want to give us this freedom completely, and may we yield ourselves in such a way that we would walk in liberty and be faithful to you. Cleanse us from all sin, we pray, and make us what you would have us to be. For Jesus' sake, we pray. Amen. All right.